welcome to the latest Guitar Noise podcast. I believe this is number 7. My name is David Hodge, and I'm the managing editor of Guitar Noise, www.guitarnoise.com. And get your guitars out, and we'll get going on a little bit of cross-picking today. Welcome back. We're going to try to pick up where we left off last time, but we're also going to get a little bit more involved in cross-picking, which we started last time. Cross-picking is a fancy way of saying, well, we're just going to pick individual strings instead of strumming whole chords. Now, you might think of this as more of a finger-picking style, but the thing is that when you're using your pick, you have all sorts of options, and being comfortable with picking individual strings can make your strumming a lot more interesting, a lot more fun. So if instead of strumming something, you know, like G, 2, 3, G, 2, 3, you can go... or something like that. You can also mix up your strumming and your individual picking, your individual cross picking. So, for instance, again, 1, 2, 3, G. There's all sorts of things that you can do, and that's kind of what we're going to be getting into today. For today's lesson, we are going to use the same chord progression that we were using last time out towards the end of the podcast, the end of podcast 6, and that was going from A minor to G to D. A minor, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, G, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and D. Four measures, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3. So A minor, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, G, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, D, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay, so you've got that in your head, and yes, if it sounds like something, well, don't they all, right? Now, one of the things that we did last time, and again towards the end, is that we were using a combination of bass notes, eighth notes, to start with our measure, 1 and. That's hitting the open A string, and then either the D string, where our finger's on the second fret, or the G string, where our finger is on the second fret as well, since we have an A minor chord shape. And then we're going, finishing up with eighth notes, down, up, down, up. So we had 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 3 and. Okay. Hopefully this is jogging your memories a little bit. Now, what we want to do this time out is we are going to hit individual strings throughout. So instead of getting an individual string just for the first beat of bass notes, the 1 and, we're going to hit individual strings for everything. No chord strumming whatsoever. Now, there are a lot of ways of doing this, and some people will tell you you need to be able to do it with alternate picking, or some people will say that you need to do it with all down strokes, okay? The answer to that is that there's all sorts of ways of doing it, and no one way is right. It's going to turn out to be a matter of ease, and it's also going to be a matter of the kind of feel that you're going for with a particular song. In this case, since we have a 3-4 beat, what I want to do with it is a little bit, I don't want to say unorthodox, because it's something that we do an awful lot, but I want to take my strumming so that I'm going to go down on my first beat. I'm going to hit that open A string. Now, that's the first half of the first beat, so that's 1. Okay? Then I'm going to jump up to the higher strings. And again, I can hit the first two strings, going first to the high E string, and then to the B string, where my index finger is on the first fret, since again we have an A minor chord. Now, that would be 1 and 2. Are you with me so far with that? 1 and 2. Now, for the second half of 2, we're going to go downstroke again. This time you can either hit the... I'm hitting the D string, where my finger's on the second fret. And then going back to the high strings that I hit the first time. Okay, so there'll be 2 and 3 and. So putting that all together really slowly, we'd have 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. Uh-oh, but I did that last time. Well, the last time out, instead of hitting the two higher strings, the E and the B, I hit the B and the G. It was a mistake. I didn't mean to, but did it sound bad? Not in the least. Why? Because, again, my hand is on the chords, and it's going to sound fine as long as I keep the chord position in. Now, that is also the key to being able to do this, is to not, again, think, oh, my God, I have to have a pattern. You don't. You have to have a rhythm. Okay? And there's a big difference. If you have the rhythm and your hand's in the right place, you don't need a pattern. It's going to sound fine. So, alternating between those two, this time out, I'm going to hit the A string first. 1, and is the high E string. 2 is the B string. And is the D string. 3 is the B string again. And is the G string. And again, everything is covered with an A minor chord. So let's try that. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. That's going to be a little tricky, all right? But I think that you're up to it. Because, again, this is just going to be a matter of getting the feel and getting comfortable. If we speed it up a little bit, it's going to sound nicer. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 3 and cool thing about strumming this way is, again, we can also be moving around a little bit with our fretting hand. So, for instance, if I go 1 and 2, and now for my 3, I'm going to pick my index finger off and hit the open B string, and then that open, then the A note, which is on the second fret of the G string. So let me see if we can walk you through this. We're going to go A, that's 1. And is our open E string. 2 is the B string where our index finger is on. Now, as I hit the D string where my middle finger is on the second fret, that's and I'm picking off my index finger so that on the 3 I hit the open B string and then I finish off with the G string where my finger, my ring finger is on the second fret. Very slowly. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. All right. Let's pick it up a little bit. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and of you heard me hit the G string instead of the D string at one point in there? Again, as I told you, I'm not trying to do this on purpose, actually. It's been a long week. But the thing is that if you do make a mistake when you're playing this, it's going to sound fine. You're getting tired of me saying that, but it's true. You know, if you get all hung up on the fact that you're going to be nervous about doing it, then you are going to be nervous, and it's going to sound nervous, and it's going to sound like, oh, my God, I made a mistake. But the object here is to get yourself into a groove so that you can do this automatically. Now, if I make mistakes, that's perfectly fine because, again, I'm keeping the rhythm. And this is actually a really good test. If you can have a conversation while you're playing this sort of thing, and if you were here, you'd see that I'm actually doing this. I'm not trying to do it on the double track machine. But if you can have a conversation while you're playing something that seems this complicated, you have no problem whatsoever singing something because you've got the talents to have the coordinated rhythm working and to be doing something totally different with your voice so you're not even thinking about it. Of course, if you think too much, then you goof off like I just did. So don't do that. All right. So that's our A minor. Now, for right now, that's our A minor. We're going to make it a little complicated later, but for right now, we'll have our A minor like that. Now, our G. What I want to do with the G is I want to use what I call kind of a country G, but actually this is going to be more of a G6. So usually if you play your G, you've got the third fret of your high E string covered. I want you to actually not cover that. Instead, I want you to cover the third fret of the B string, right? That makes the D note right there. And we're going to leave our high E note open, okay? This is going to give us a nice little kind of tension between the E note, the open E string, and the D note at the third fret of the B string. So if I'm using the same pattern, if I'm going to go, this time I need a new bass note. I need to hit the low E for my first note, one, and is the open E string, two, is the B string, which I've got covered, and is the open D string. Now here, I'm going back to the B string and then finishing off with the G string. But what I think that I might do too is I might end up picking that finger off, so getting the open B string. But that's totally up to you. So it's either going to be 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. Or if you pick off that, open up the B string like we were doing before, it would be 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. They both sound fine, don't they? Let's try that. I think I'm going to work on picking the finger off on this, so that's what I'm doing. So 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. Not too bad. Now, really slowly, let's see if we can put together two measures of A minor with two measures of G. Ho ho. 1 and 2 and 3 and 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 1, 2 and 3 and. Let's try that again, and this time whoever made that mistake of hitting the G note on the bass twice in a row, horrors, isn't it? Let's try that again. Twice in a row if we can. A minor, One and two and three and 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 one and two, three and one and two and three and one and two and three and one, two and three and one and two and three and. All right. Did you survive? I hope so. Now, let's add the D. For D, I actually want to do what we call a D add 9. Some people call it a D sus 2. Basically, again, so D chord, we want to open up that E string. So our first note is our 1, is the open D string, and is the open E string. 2 is the B string, where our finger is sitting nice, and is the A string. Well, actually, it's not the A string. It's the A note on the G string. Sorry about that. So, 1 and 2 and 3 and. Should be the easiest one of them all. We've got the D string, the high E, the B, the G, and back to the high E and the B. 1 and 2 and 3 and. 1 and 2 and. 3 and. Now, because we have 4 measures of D, I'm going to try to do the D sus 2 or the D add 9 for 3 beats, and then put my ring finger back onto the 2nd fret of the high E string, forming a whole D chord for the 2nd measure. We'll take the ring finger off again for the 3rd measure and put it back on for the 4th. So, if I'm doing this correctly, we will have 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 back on 2 and 3 and 1 off and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. It's not too bad. Sounds kind of nice. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2. What do you think? Now, another thing I'd like to try actually is to start with a D. 1 and 2 and then take the finger off. 3 and. Let me try that. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. I think that might go better. See, this is arranging on the fly. So what we want to do again is open D on 1, full D chord, so it's a 2nd fret of the high E string, and 2 is the B string, fingers on the 3rd fret, and is the G string, finger is on the 2nd fret. For the 3rd beat, we're hitting the open E string. We've removed our finger from it. And the last half of the 3rd beat, the and, is hitting the B string one more time. So, it's an awful complicated way to explain, just going 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. What do you think? Let's try that for starters. All right, so let's do that again. 1 and 2 and 3 and 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 1 and 2 and 3 and. You okay with that? Right. Now, what I'd like to do is actually change the second and fourth measures from what we're doing. Okay, so the first measure and the third measure will be 1 and 2 and 3, and just like we just did. But the next measures, the second and fourth ones, I want to stick my pinky on the third fret of the high E string, making a D sus 4. 1 and 2 and. And then going back to the open E string for 3 and. So we're going to put our little finger on our pinky on the third fret and then take that off. So 1 and 2 and 3 and. Let's try that again. 1 and 2 and 3 and. Now, if we do that with the measure that we just had with the D, regular old D, and let's try this very slowly. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. Now the pinky, 1 and 2 and 3. Now the regular, 1 and 2 and 3. And now the pinky, and 2 and 3 and. That sounds kind of cool. Let's try that again. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and. Now, you ready to try with our A minor to the G to the D? Two measures of A minor, two measures of G, four measures of D. I don't know if I can do this without making mistakes, so let's hope so. Let's see what happens. 1 and 2 and 3 and 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 1 and 2 and 3 and. Did I do okay? How about you? Let's try that all again, shall we? 1 and 2 and 3 and 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 gets too depressing afterwards. And I, in case you didn't know, it's hard for me to ever play without making a mistake. It's just a fact of life. The best way to not make a mistake, in fact, the only way I know for sure to never make a mistake when you're playing is not to play, and I don't like that option. So, all right, let's give that a try a little more at speed, shall we? Or rather, it's simply at a slightly faster pace. How's that? One and two and three and one and two and three and one and two and three and one and two and one and two and three and one and two and three and one and two and three and one and two, three and one and two and three and one and two. Three and one and two and three and one How are you doing? All right. Now, if you're up for it, what I'd like to try is combining this with a little bit of the walking baselines that we did before in podcast 6. And what that's going to involve is going to involve changing your picking, which is why, oh my God, you don't want to get caught up with a pattern, because we're going to be changing our patterns in mid-stride. Huh. We're going to start with our A minor. 1 and 2 and 3 and then we're going to go to our A. If you remember from last time, what it's doing is we're hitting that A note, the open A string, and then we are hitting the G string, where our finger is firmly ensconced on that second fret. Then the second fret of the A string, back to the G string, back to the open A string. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and so, in essence, if you're just worried about the picking motion, I'm going down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And that's one of the reasons why you can't get comfortable in a pattern. Because if you want to do something different and you want to be able to create a little bit more emphasis in a particular part, you can fall apart very easily. So, nice and easy. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and... Good. G is going to be the same thing. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and... There we're going from the G, the low G, which is the third fret of the E string, hitting the open G string, the open A string, hitting the open G string, the B note on the second fret of the A string, hitting the open G string. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and... And then back to our D. 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2. And you can hear sometimes I'm hitting the D string twice instead of moving from the D string to the A string, but again, you can say it with me. It sounds fine. Don't worry about it. Okay. So, let's see if we can put all that together very slowly. 1 and 2 and 3 and 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 something that's going to be a little challenging, but hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to get working on putting fills into our strumming so that we're kind of working our way to it being a little bit more interesting. So we'll see you in 2 weeks, okay?